philosophy to materialize your finest talents, a revolutionary methodology to produce masterwork, and a steady stream of insights to lead a life of breathtaking beauty, enduring joy, and spiritual freedom. I've shared more of myself here than I have in any of my earlier books. Revealing this vulnerability has been a scary yet ultimately satisfying process. Taking an honest look at our failings helps us turn them into wisdom, right? And embracing our hurt allows us to remake it into strength. As you read all of what I've gone through, my sincere hope is that you will learn what dangers to avoid, how to turn troubles into triumphs, and of the wonderful way that life always unfolds in your favor, even when it doesn't seem like it. The Everyday Hero Manifesto has been handcrafted for you, as if it were my last book. I hope and pray that I get to write many more. Yet a human life is a fragile ride, and none of us know what tomorrow brings. And so, I've given you the best I have to give in this manual for supreme productivity, elite performance, sustained happiness, and unusual service to society. My genuine and heartfelt wish is that the knowledge you are about to acquire illuminates the gift slumbering within you, electrifies the fire you have to create your magnum opus, and helps you realize your personal magic so you lead the life you most desire while making our world a better place. With love and respect, Robin. P.S. To access all of the learning models, implementation templates, and tactical worksheets mentioned in this book, along with the teaching videos I've created so you deepen your growth, go to theeverydayheromanifesto.com. Wishing you the very best, and I know you're going to love this book.
Thousands of geniuses live and die undiscovered, either by themselves or by others. Mark Twain. Only those who devote themselves to a cause with their whole strength and soul can be true masters. For this reason, mastery demands all of a person. Albert Einstein. People always say that I didn't give up my seat because I was tired, but that isn't true. No, the only tired I was tired of giving in. Rosa Parks. It is easy to break down and destroy. The heroes are those who make peace and build. Nelson Mandela. 1. A manifesto for the everyday hero within you. If you have not discovered something you would die for, said Martin Luther King Jr., you are not fit to live. I would easily die fighting for the idea that you are great. I would take a bullet for the concept that you are meant to make marvelous works, experience majestic events, and know of the secret universe of mastery that was populated by the advanced souls who walked before us. As a citizen of the earth, you have been called to harness your primal power to do amazing things, to make astonishing progress, and to uplift the lives of your brothers and sisters with whom you caretake the planet. I believe all of this to be truth. No matter where the hands of nature have now placed you, your past need not prescribe your future. Tomorrow can always be made into something better than today. You are human, and this is what humans are able to do. Yes, we show up in different colors, sizes, genders, religions, nationalities, and ways of being. Nelson Mandela, Harriet Tubman, Mahatma Gandhi, Florence Nightingale, and Oscar Schindler are heroes of the highest order. Yet those who lead quieter lives, the ones who teach in schools or work in restaurants, write their poetry or launch their startups, pursue their trade in bakeries, or parent their children at home, those who help within communities as first responders, firefighters, and aid workers, may also be worthy of being called heroes. Many of these good souls do hard jobs with a noble resolve to do them well. They work with smiles on their faces and grace in their hearts. I am humbled